Greetings, new and old students. Welcome to Meditations for the Apocalypse. I mean the pandemic. My name is Avery, and I'll be your guide. This first recording is an introduction to meditation. Here, I will share with you my ideas about what meditation is and the basics of the practice. If you've been in my class, you probably heard it all at least once. Feel free to move on to the individual meditations whose names might be familiar. Otherwise, here it is. Meditation is a practice that's at least 5,000 years old. And contrary to popular belief, meditation is not about emptying the mind or reaching nirvana. It's about being present, right here, right now, in this moment, and in this breath. It is not about sitting still for hours, although you're certainly welcome to do that. Be familiar. Otherwise, here it is. Meditation is a practice that's at least 5,000 years old. And contrary to popular belief, meditation is not about emptying the mind or reaching nirvana. It's about being present, right here, right now, in this moment, and in this breath. It is not about sitting still for hours, although you're certainly welcome to do that. It's about how you live every moment of your life and how much consciousness you bring to each moment. It's about, as often as possible, being in harmony with each moment in mind, body, and spirit. Let me segue right here to talk about the word spirit. The root of the word spirit is the Latin spirare, to breathe. So we can think about it as mind, body, and breath. Let us visualize that the body and breath are always present, because that is reality. You can't breathe in the past. You can't breathe in the future. You can only breathe in the present. By the same token, you can't exist in the past or the future, only in the present. Therefore, it is just our minds that need to be taught how to be present, because now in our culture, we're only trained to let the mind wander where it will go. We have undisciplined minds in this culture, except for acquiring knowledge or information. Oh, and not always valid or rational or truthful information. A significant percentage of the stuff we carry in our heads about ourselves and the world is, frankly, non-truth. So meditation, then, is a practice that, like therapy, helps us to see imbalance, and unlike therapy, gives us the tools to rebalance. It's very powerful, very simple, and very complex. It's not at all complicated. It's accessible to practically everyone, and doesn't take any more time than you're willing to give. You'll benefit almost immediately once you start, and the benefits will increase exponentially if you make this a regular practice. In the practices I teach, we focus a great deal on the breath. Excuse me. This is an example of a focal point meditation. The other two types of meditation are guided imagery and contemplative. The guided imagery you'll hear me say at the beginning of each of the recorded practices. I'll talk more about contemplative at a later date in another recording. For now, though, let's start with the most basic meditation, one conscious breath. It is my opinion that everyone should do this practice at least once a day, preferably attached to something else you do every day, like going to bed or brushing your teeth. Okay, one conscious breath. Sit comfortably, eyes open or gently focused a couple of feet in front of you. Let your arms hang heavily down from your shoulders. Let your spine be effortlessly tall, belly full and easy. Breathe into your nose. Imagine it going down your spine to the pelvic floor. Let it fill the belly, the ribs, and the shoulders. Pause for the briefest of moments And then exhale out the nose or out the top of your head or out every pore of the body. Follow the whole path of the inhale and the whole path of the exhale. Now open your eyes. That is one conscious breath. Practice this. Do it once a day. Just one breath. But if you want to do more, don't let me stop you. But know this, just one conscious breath a day makes you a meditator. Call yourself a meditator. Change your self-image. Change your breath. Change your life. Hari Om Bolo, Sadhguru Maharajai Ki. Thank you for sharing your practice with me today. I bend to you. Namaste. It's about how you live every moment of your life and how much consciousness you bring to each moment. It's about as often as possible being in harmony with each moment in mind, body, and spirit. Let me segue right here to talk about the word spirit. The root of the word spirit is the Latin spirare, to breathe. So we can think about it as mind, body, and breath. Let us visualize that the body and breath are always present, because that is reality. You can't breathe in the past. You can't breathe in the future. You can only breathe in the present. By the same token, you can't exist in the past or the future, only in the present. Therefore, it is just our minds that need to be taught how to be present, because now in our culture, we're only trained to let the mind wander where it will go. We have undisciplined minds in this culture, except for acquiring knowledge or information. Oh, and not always valid or rational or truthful information. A significant percentage of the stuff we carry in our heads about ourselves and the world is, frankly, non-truth. So meditation, then, is a practice that, like therapy, helps us to see imbalance, and unlike therapy, gives us the tools to rebalance. It's very powerful, very simple, and very complex. It's not at all complicated. It's accessible to practically everyone and doesn't take any more time than you're willing to give. You'll benefit almost immediately once you start, and the benefits will increase exponentially if you make this a regular practice. In the practices I teach, We focus a great deal on the breath. Excuse me. This is an example of a focal point meditation. The other two types of meditation are guided imagery and contemplative. The guided imagery you'll hear me say at the beginning of each of the recorded practices. I'll talk more about contemplative at a later date in another recording. For now, though, let's start with the most basic meditation, one conscious breath. It is my opinion that everyone should do this practice at least once a day, preferably attached to something else you do every day, like going to bed or brushing your teeth. Okay, one conscious breath. Sit comfortably, eyes open or gently focused, a couple of feet in front of you. Let your arms hang heavily down from your shoulders. Let your spine be effortlessly tall, belly full and easy. Breathe into your nose. Imagine it going down your spine to the pelvic floor. Let it fill the belly, the ribs, and the shoulders. Pause for the briefest of moments, and then exhale out the nose or out the top of your head or out every pore of the body. Follow the whole path of the inhale and the whole path of the exhale. Now open your eyes. That is one conscious breath. Practice this. Do it once a day. Just one breath. But if you want to do more, don't let me stop you. But know this, just one conscious breath a day makes you a meditator. Call yourself a meditator. Change your self-image. Change your breath. Change your life. Hari Om Bolo, Sadhguru Maharajai Ki. Thank you for sharing your practice with me today. I bend to you. Namaste.